which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rule call.
Mr. Norris?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hooja?
Yes.
Ms. Dickus?
Here.
Ms. Galvin?
Here.
Thank you. We have a number of announcements and awards and recognitions, and I'd like to start today. I'd like to invite Linda Seaman to update the City Council on the scholarship program.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of Council. I guess you're supposed to be doing the presenting, but I'll be doing some presenting to you this evening. The Charlottesville Scholarship Program began in 2001, that's 12 years ago, with city funds that were invested in the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. Since that time, the fund has grown significantly and through the generosity of individuals and businesses in this community. As of now, we have awarded 70 scholarships to deserving graduates of Charlottesville Public Schools and the employees of the city and the Charlottesville schools. As time has gone by, we have increased our awards to adults who want to return to school to improve their lives and their employment situations. We accept applications twice a year, March 1st and October 1st, from adults seeking our support. Our March 1st application deadline also is for graduating seniors from Charlottesville High School. The adults we support have found that more education will improve their lives. They have also found that it's very difficult to return to school when you have other financial obligations, family commitments, and jobs. These motivated students are an inspiration because they're working very hard in school while juggling all these other commitments. The Charlottesville Scholarship Program is really a workforce development initiative. As I report to you, we have funded 14 adults, and that's we also fund these graduating seniors, but 14 adults who are people in the community, and these people have applied for scholarships to help them get better jobs right here in Charlottesville. And I'm here tonight to tell you about the five individuals who became Promise Scholars with us with our fall awards. And these are all adults who are working in the community and will be here as they go to school. Our first award went to Shay Carter. A lot of you know her. She is a graduate of Charlottesville High School in 2004, and she graduated from PVCC in 2012. She is attending the Mary Baldwin Adult Degree Program, pursuing a degree in American Studies in Elementary Education, leading to a Master of Arts in Education. Shay is a single parent who writes, "I work really hard to support a family, work full or part-time, but I'm always enrolled in school as a full-time student." I must also add that Shay is a math tutor at Buford Middle School. Then we have Christina Figgins. She graduated from Charlottesville High School in 2001. She's completing studies at National Business College and will begin her studies this summer at PVCC or ODU in their online program, majoring in human studies. Zachary Jackson graduated from CHS in 2007 and went to Nassau Community College and graduated there in 2012. He's currently enrolled at James Madison University, majoring in computer information systems. One of his references, who was a professor at Nassau, said that Zachary is a committed student who is highly motivated and goal-oriented. Zach himself says, "I have high hopes and ambitions to work for a Fortune 500 company, the likes of GE or other high-skill, high-impact company." I think those are the kind of companies you're trying to attract to this community. We have Sarah Sparks, who is employed by the Charlottesville Public Schools as a WALK tutor, which is, and WALK is an online classroom focused on credit recovery and dropout prevention. She'll be attending PVCC and the Mary Baldwin Adult Program as well. Sarah writes that, "In 10 years, I hope to be in the classroom continuing to teach math." We all know that we're looking for math and science teachers, and this is a way we can get them. Angela Turner came to us through MACA. She graduated from CHS in 2005 and plans to begin the K-Tech Pharmacy Technologist program as soon as there's space available. A reference said that, "I find Angel to be thoughtful and hardworking and highly motivated to improve her life." The city should be very, very proud of the difference you have made in so many lives through your investment in the Charlottesville Scholarship Program. This is a great investment in people and especially in the city's workforce, and we thank you.
Thank you very much for your work. Gentlemen?
Do you have anything?
Actually, I don't have anything.
Okay. I have a couple of things. I was actually just looking up to see if I could get actual information on one of them. I believe that the Planning Commission is having a meeting on Thursday the 31st to get public input into the strategic planning process. Is that right? Into the comprehensive plan. If you want to know more about it, go to charlottesville.org and look under Planning Commission, because I wasn't sent with that message, but it seems important that people know about it.
I have something at 4 o'clock at the Water Street Center.
It's probably this. Oh, good.
Yeah, community outreach meeting
o'clock.
For planning.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Also, I just wanted to let people know that the Carver Recreation Center at the Jefferson School, along with everything else at the Jefferson School, is open. You can become a member and work out on the equipment and play in the gym and go roller skating, or you can, I think, go in time by time and pay as you go. But I was there, as were many people, at the grand opening on Saturday. It's an impressive place. I have joined. I think it's going to be a really nice place to go there. They have yoga classes and various other kinds of things that people do in groups to get fit. So I encourage everyone to just go and check it out. Just wanted to let people know I'm not generally a person who runs out for bread, milk, and eggs to make French toast when the snow is coming, but they're calling for a big snow again on Friday. Let's hope that it ends up the same place that the last one did, but just in case, be aware that it's coming. And the final thing I have is just an appreciation to the 16 young people who have joined our youth council. They had their first meeting last week. The mayor and I both came, and we told them that we were both there because what they're doing is so important. We're really, you would be impressed at this group of young people. They're determined to make a difference in their community and to serve, and we thank them all.
And they're very enthusiastic, very well.
Yeah.
Did you speak?
Okay, thank you. Also, if you join the Carver Rec, you are automatically a member of Smith Aquatic Center as well
also
on Cherry Avenue.
Place.
So. Join. I have a couple announcements. One is from Alex Zan, who was the MC at an event at Carver Recreation Center on Monday for the Martin Luther King celebration. And he'd like everybody to know about a video called All People Matter that was produced here in Charlottesville with some quite young children. 13 Charlottesville children have united to spread a positive message that all people matter. This uplifting video, entitled APM-28, was born in response to the 28 lives lost at the Sandy Hook Elementary tragedy. APM-28 features youth ages 3 to 9 expressing how being helpful and kind to all people can make the world a better place. And the mission of the video is to get everyone who sees it to think, move, and inspire all people to lead, help, and show kindness to others. You can find this video on Facebook, All People Matter, and on YouTube. So Alex Zan, who produced this, is a Charlottesville native who has made his life's work to work with children and youth in making the world a better place. So all people matter. Check it out. A second announcement is about an important initiative happening this week here in Charlottesville. And it's the Thomas Jefferson Area Coalition for the Homeless has teamed with Open Knowledge Collaborative to conduct this year's annual point-in-time survey. This happens once a year to really get a good data on really who in our community needs our help with homelessness. This homeless survey and provider count is conducted every year in late January and is intended to provide a brief assessment of the programs and services available to our homeless community members. Keeping in mind that the homeless are men, women, children, veterans, and seniors, this survey will also provide baseline information that will be used to inform decision makers and the allocation of resources. And they are looking for volunteers. So in just a few days, this is on Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, so January 23rd through 25th, volunteers are requested for help in conducting the survey and to oversee data collection. To get involved, please contact James at Open Knowledge Collaborative or Stephen at The Haven. I think you can, Open Knowledge Collaborative, you can Google and find James or The Haven as well.
I'd like to introduce the next item. As you may know, that City Council every year at the start of the year decides to represent our each member represents different boards and commissions in the city. And every year we review them and change them. So we're going to be having some changes this year also, and Mr. Norris has them.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the following nominations of City Council representatives to local boards and commissions: to the Albemarle-Charlottesville Regional Jail Authority, Ms. Sakis; to the Audit Committee, Mr. Hooja and Ms. Sakis; to the Charlottesville Community Scholarship Program, Ms. Sakis; to the Charlottesville Redevelopment Housing Authority Board, Mr. Hooja; to the Police Citizens Advisory Panel, Mr. Norris; to the Charlottesville Development Corporation, Ms. Galvin; to the Darden Tower Park Board, Ms. Smith and Ms. Sakis; to the Dialogue and Race Steering Committee, Ms. Smith; to the Housing Advisory Committee, Ms. Sakis; to the JALA Board of Directors, Mr. Hooja; the Jefferson Area Community Criminal Justice Board, Mr. Norris; to the LEAP Advisory Board, Ms. Smith and Mr. Norris; to the Metropolitan Planning Organization, Mr. Hooja and Ms. Sakis; to the Piedmont Area Workforce Council, Ms. Galvin; to the Planning and Coordinating Council, Mr. Hooja and Ms. Sakis; to the Retirement Commission, Ms. Smith; to the Rivanna River Basin Commission, Ms. Smith and Mr. Norris; to the Rivanna Solid Waste Authority and the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority, Ms. Galvin; to the School Capital Projects Committee, Ms. Galvin and Mr. Norris; to the Social Services Advisory Board, Ms. Smith; to the Thomas Jefferson Planning District Commission, Ms. Galvin; and to Virginia First Cities, Ms. Sakis, with Mr. Norris as the alternate.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Any comments or questions? If not, vote. Next item, may I have the list, please?